Here we are at stop 21. Let's take a moment to consider this broad and quietly elegant tree, the water oak, or Quercus nigra. Native to the southeastern United States, it doesn't seem to mind our seasonal shifts, but it does appreciate a good drink throughout the year. This particular specimen is still finding its feet, or rather its roots, but in time, it will more than double in size, growing into a spreading canopy with thick scaffold limbs. Despite being part of the red oak group, the water oak puts on a surprising autumn show, a vivid golden yellow rather than red. It's a bit of a misdirection, but we'll forgive it, because the colour is stunning. If you visit at the right time, you may encounter small acorns around 1 to 2 centimetres long. But as they only develop every 2 years, it's a bit hit or miss, so you might have to keep visiting. There's also a lovely local connection in the story of this species. In 1840, seeds were sent to Elphington in Victoria by George Hall of Parramatta. This very tree in Balan is thought to be a descendant of those early plantings, making it part of one of the oldest water oak lineages in Australia. So as you take in its branches, you're not imagining a tree growing, you're visualising a living thread, reaching back almost 2 centuries woven into Australian horticultural history. Please continue down Blow Court towards the golf course.